and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the last Sunday in Lent. And as we have been talking about our journey in Lent, our journey is about to come to an end. Next Sunday will be Palm Sunday, when Jesus would enter triumphantly Jerusalem, the city of Jerusalem. All this would remind us that our journey is also towards a new Jerusalem. Now, before the Passover feast, which was the reason why Jesus entered Jerusalem, there were pilgrims from other parts of the Mediterranean. That is the context of the gospel reading today. They would flock to Jerusalem, go to the temple to offer their sacrifice to God and to pay their temple tax. Now, John's gospel says, among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. So they came to Philip because he had a Greek-sounding name. He was from Bethsaida in Galilee. And he said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." However, the gospel does not tell us why these Greeks wanted to see Jesus. I would assume that they have heard about Jesus' teachings or his miracles, and they wanted to know more about him. What is interesting to note here is the perplexing response of Jesus to Philip, who relayed the request of the Jews, of the Greeks, to see him. "The hour," Jesus said, "has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." The glory referred to here by Jesus is his true nature. That is to say, that the time has come for Jesus to show who he was and what he was all about. You know, we know the story that in Jerusalem, a few days after he was crucified, he died on the cross. Jesus was using this occasion to explain to the people the meaning of his death, the death that he was going to die. So he told them about himself, his suffering, his mission, his death. But again, Jesus talked in metaphors. He did not talk directly to the people, but he said, he talked about planting seeds, about the seeds dying to produce more. He said, "Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." Then Jesus began to talk about a person, loving his life and hating his life. And he said that the person who only lives for himself, always getting his way and advantage, this person will destroy his life. The only way a person can have life is by giving it up. those who love their life will lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. So what is Jesus saying here? Jesus seemed to be saying that if you expected to see me as a political Messiah, a powerful conqueror, you are in for a surprise. Instead, he was trying to tell the people, see me as a dying grain of wheat. See me as a surrendered life that others may live. See me as a suffering servant who will die to bring life. And Jesus added immediately the kind of death that he was going to die to realize all this. He said, and when I am lifted from the earth, I will draw all people to myself. This, in plain language, is who Jesus is and what he is all about, and what about the meaning of the things that are about to happen in Jerusalem. So what is the implication of the gospel reading for us this Sunday? What does it mean to us if we see Jesus in this way and in our own lives? Supposing we were those Greeks and we say, we want to see Jesus. And Jesus tells us, okay, if you want to see me here as this crucified Lord. So what does it mean to us? Let me suggest two things. Firstly, to see Jesus in this way means to understand that his death on the cross is to give us life. And should we want to follow him, the same is required of us. To receive new life and eternal life, we need to die to ourselves. We have heard these sayings describing this kind of dying. Salt delivers its taste by dissolving in water. A candle gives light by having its wax melted and its wick consumed. Loving parents sacrifice themselves so that their children can enjoy a better life than they themselves have had. So we need to pray for this self-sacrificial spirit, especially as we approach the Holy Week. Secondly, to see Jesus in this way means to live the life and mission of Jesus in our own life, so that people we meet in life will see Jesus in us, in our words and in our actions. How do we do this? Here is a simple way. Live the lines of the prayer of St. Francis, which I will read to you, and just remember that this is the way that people can see Jesus in us. Lord, St. Francis' prayer starts, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born again to eternal life. So also pray the prayer of Saint Francis this week. Amen.